You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Shamir, and today I'm bringing you my very first podcast. Today, the topics that I have for you is relationships, teen advice, high school. Some of the things I will be telling you about is what I think parents and teachers and everything don't think we actually go through as teens. So basically, high school is, it's not what you see on movies, the bullying and everything, but it is to the point where you have to go through different things like final exams and studying and stress. So parents don't really think that we go through much, as in we don't really have much to worry about, or as a child, we don't have much to stress about dealing with bills and everything like that. But I just feel as if we have more to worry about. So today I have three guests, and I want to jump over to the relationship topic. Why do you think girls and boys are looked at differently on the relationship topic, as like what they do? So basically, why do you think boys and girls are looked at how they are in a relationship?
I think historically, I think it's been a safety issue from an adult perspective. Like, girls have more pressure to follow what their parents say, and as opposed to just kind of freewheeling and being open to just hanging out and going and doing whatever. They have to be more conscious of safety and things of that nature. And I think that's the roles historically have been that young ladies are physically a little more susceptible to people harming them. And I think some of that has changed recently. I think more young ladies are becoming stronger and more aggressive and a little more free in what they do. But I think historically that's been the case, that they, you know, want to protect their girls, and the boys kind of feel like they can do whatever. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases now, that's starting to come and bite them in the butt, and really is messing up a lot of their future endeavors. If they do things that are really risque or harmful, they'll mess up their career, or, you know, whether or not they're going to be able to play sports or go to college, and, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Okay, my next question was, why do you think in society today people think that a woman should always be the person to be at home cleaning and cooking and being the person to always do the housework, and the man goes out and does the work? Why can't it be the other way around? Does anybody have an opinion on that topic?
Well, what I want to say is, because over history, people have been thinking girls are really weak and can't really do anything, and men have always been the stronger ones, sadly, when it's just really a stereotype.
I feel the same. Did you want to say anything? Okay. I just feel that they basically make women look, I don't want to say weak, but kind of weak, to the point where a woman always sits at home, cooks, cleans, and then the men come home and make all of the money, which I feel like a woman is capable of going out, making the money, doing the same thing a man is capable of doing, which is, I mean, if it's a construction worker, a woman can go out and do a construction job, or
I agree,
something of that such. And I mean, you have a point where a man can go and be a doctor and a nurse. So why can't a woman go out and be a construction worker and things of that such?
Yeah. And now, you know, not to go bash the women, but nowadays, some women, you know, we can't cook. So if that what the man want, then it's going to be another thing coming because, you know, you're going to get takeout orders or it's going to be every man for themselves in the household. So, you know, you think he coming home at 7 o'clock to a nice cooked dinner. You're going to have another thing coming now because, you know, women are changing. We're evolving and, you know, it's no more men rule.
Right. Another thing that I wanted to ask was do you think a relationship distracts you from your actual goal that you have in life? Do you think that a man or a woman slows you down from getting to the goal with being trying to be the president, from being a politician, from doing things, going to school for 4 years or doing a residency for 6 years, like things of that such? Do you think a man or a woman can slow you down from your goal in life?
Only if you let it.
Yeah, only if you let it.
I mean, like, and it also depends, like, you know, what type of relationship you're in.
Yeah, some people are able to work that.
It may even help you improve, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. If you have a good support system from that other person, it'll just help you propel you forward. But if that other person is envious or
a bum,
or a bum, they could pull you down and keep you, either distract you or try to minimize your goals.
Yeah. Still on the relationship topic, how old do you think, with being like a teenager or a child, how old do you think you should be for a relationship, as far as like a mother's perspective or an aunt or whatever? How old do you think a child should be to be in an actual relationship?
I think the age of 16.
I think, yeah, around like 15, 16, high school, and it shouldn't be anything fast. I feel as though it should be something that you're sure about. If not sure, then, I mean, you can go around, bump your head a little stuff. But I feel around that age, you should be dating or figuring out dating. Anybody else? Okay, and if a female, maybe a child or anything, if a female is told, "I love you," and she doesn't think that she's ready for that, or she doesn't know, but she doesn't know how to go about it, how do you think she should react if she's told "I love you" and doesn't know what to do?
Is this by her boyfriend or?
Yeah, it could be a boyfriend, a person that she's, you know.
I mean, you can just take the man perspective. You know how you see men when you tell them "I love you" and, you know, they would give you a little pat. I or something like that.
Or thank you.
Or something. Okay, see you later. Time I'm picking you up. You know, give him one of those, you know.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Can anybody think of like an occupation or anything where a man can do something that an occupation where a man is doing something that a woman can't, like any job or anything that a woman can't do, just can't do?
I think everything from president to the Navy SEALs or things of that nature, construction. I think women have stepped up and done this. It's not for every woman. Not every woman wants to do the physical labor or the aggressive type of work, but some have stepped up and can do that and have done it for years now. It's been for a while now. Women have definitely been in construction. We've had a couple of women get very close to the presidency. You know, women are running major corporations. It's just this stereotype of a man running the world is still very strong, that thought that that's what's supposed to happen still runs a lot of things, but things are changing in the background, and you'd be surprised how many women are doing things that we don't think they would.
Yeah. And, okay, so this is back to the teenager and the type of thing. So a female is talking to about, like, just texting, talking to on a daily, about four boys, but she hasn't committed in a relationship, like, okay, this is my boyfriend. A female does it, and it's a problem. But if a male does it, basically high school students or other students from anywhere think that, oh, a male can do it, or how come a male can kiss three girls and it's not a problem, but a female, if a female does the same thing, it's such a problem.
So nobody listens to podcasts that don't have talking. Y'all have to talk. Y'all have to help her out here.
There is no right or wrong answer. Just what do you think, ladies? This is definitely your age group. Some of this stuff is coming up. Think about your friends. Think about their relationships or what people are saying about your friends, even if they're not in relationships.
People like the idea of boys doing kiss and tell. That's what I'm thinking so far. But as soon as a girl kisses and tell, it's such a problem. As she was saying.
And I'm thinking, like, why is society set up like that? Why do people think a male can do such dirty things, or not even a dirty thing? just like things. I mean, I'm not just talking about like kissing or anything, just like hopping from women to women or certain situations like that. And if a female does it, she gets looked at like
she's a thot,
or she, like, it's a problem with her doing that. But if a male is doing this, and just like a lot of you have already said, a woman can do the same thing, she can do the same occupation, she can do the same job, she can do the same thing, what is the problem with a female doing what a male does?
Mm-hmm. It can also come to, like, of, you know, a social norm. Like, people are not used to this, so they're used to men doing whatever, how they say men can do it. And, like, you have different cultures where they have women can't do this because you're married. You're only supposed to be married to me. I can go do what I want to do because I'm the man. So... Mm-hmm. Your body, your whatever, is just for me. But I'll see you later tonight because I got me a hot date. So, you know, and then it's just thinking, like, they're programmed, or, like, you know, they've been taught that this is wrong. Mm-hmm. So you have some people who just are not with the 21st century yet. Right. So, you know.
I've been thinking about, like, why does bullying happen so much in school? Maybe, like, why does a child have to, for a child to go and want to get an education, or not even want to get an education, but is set up for a great goal in life or anything like that? Why does a child have to go to school every single day, and maybe not even every day, go to school and get bullied or get talked about the shoes they wear? Or why does, I mean, somebody's financial statement doesn't show who they are. Mm-hmm. So why does a person have to go to school and get bullied when they're trying to make a great person of themselves in the future?
People really talk about others to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as they start rumors, then just start spreading. And then as soon as it comes back to them, like, they're just happy that once they said something, it actually starts spreading.
Where some people bully people because they're going through something.
Yeah. And, like, the person may be going through something or whatever, but why does a person feel that they can go harm somebody else or hurt somebody else, which could lead to suicide? Like, why does a person feel that that's just okay to go and harm somebody or hurt somebody in the ways that they do? And it's not just verbally, mentally, physically, things of that such.
Go ahead.
It's to build up a stress. That's what I was thinking.
Like a stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And for some of them, it's been done to them. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, they see somebody that reminds them of themselves, so they be like, oh, this was me a couple months ago, maybe 2 days ago, you know? And they be like, oh, I'll try it out on him. And then, you know, they may like the feeling of not having the burden of always been getting talked about, so now they do it to others. When I was in high school, you know, I didn't bully people, but I seen a lot of bullying go down. Mm-hmm. I didn't do much about it because it was like, it's none of my business, you know? I don't got time for this to get caught up because, you know, it's just like, and I was in enough trouble as it was with mm-hmm. myself. So just steer clear of that, you know, and it was just like.
Yeah, and
I think that a part of it is the person who's being bullied initially or mistreated initially at home or somewhere outside of school, they have a feeling of powerlessness. But when they go into another environment, when they see someone who appears to be weaker than them, mm-hmm. they assert their power in that way, not thinking about the outcome for that person, but for them just getting some relief for themselves.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, maybe it's just like you all were saying, like, it's just all stress and everything. And I understand that. And the person could be going through something. But I just feel as though, why does a person have to go through the pain just for your misfortune or everything like that? I don't get it. But there was a point of time where I witnessed bullying and did nothing about it. Witnessed it several times, did nothing about it, and it continuously happened. The person slit in wrist and a lot of things like that, but it never led to suicide. But who knows, if she didn't get help, it would have led to something further. So, I mean, bullying needs to stop. Who knows if it will, but it needs to stop. And it's usually, or maybe not usually, but it could be a person that's very close to you that is going through bullying and you don't know it because they don't want to say anything. So
let me go back to high school when I was witnessing the bullying. You know, it was bullying, but it was like sort of, I guess it's wrong to say that they brought it upon themselves, but like when I was in school, people, they used to just do stuff, like, just ignorant stuff to, like, you know, make you mad or, you know, get in arguments. I don't know why they would do that,
mm-hmm.
but that's what they do. And then they get talked about, and then, you know, you have the people, I guess you can call them the popular kids. In my school, you didn't have that, you know.
Right.
We all the same. You got beef, we got beef, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, you know, like, you bring it upon yourself, and then that's what it was like.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's not like the average movie, high school movie or nothing like that.
No.
I mean, high school is high school, really. Take it or leave it. You have a lot of people dropping out of high school and different things like that, but there might be, like, they might just say, oh, I don't like high school, I don't like school in general, but it could be a possible reason why, which could be bullying or, like, at my school, you wouldn't see them like, oh, give me your lunch money or nothing like that. it'd be like, maybe them talking about their shoes or your mother is fat, like, type of things like that. It'll be, and then they will laugh with it. So it's like playful joking. But, people's feelings get hurt, and you never know how they go home and handle that stress.
Right.
You never know what's going on in people's lives either. It's true. Like, you talk about people, like, y'all joking 1 second, then you say something that triggers something for someone, and then they get mad, and then next thing you know, all their friends coming up to you talking about, why would you say that to her?
Right.
Well, she said some things to me. You don't know what's going on with me. She could have triggered something in me as well, so it's just like, you just know when to stop, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, some people may not even know it's bullying. So, you have to, if you see someone bullying, maybe you should say something and let them know.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're taking everything from the media now. Like, everyone's watching TV, social media. So, you know, they think that this is what we can do. So, they see someone hitting somebody on the show. And they're, so they'll come to school hitting somebody, thinking it's okay, but it's really not.
And that's how kids are taught. Like, they see something on TV, they see a gun. Oh, this is what I seen on TV. This is happening. Maybe it won't happen to me. Maybe the gun won't go off when I try to shoot myself. But it actually goes off. Who knows? So, I mean, it's different situations that could happen on TV that won't happen at the same time in person. And I just feel like our phones, we are so attached to our phones. They have different videos and everything going out saying, oh, Apple has the, what is it called? Like, it tells you how long you've been on social media. And yes. If I check mine, it's 3 hours or 8 hours at the end of the day. And I just feel like we're really attached to our phones to the point where, like, I went to a camp where we couldn't have our phones, and I actually heard the Snapchat notification going off in my pocket, and I reached in my pocket. My phone wasn't there. But it's like we are so attached to our phones. So
how long were you there?
A week. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was a JROTC camp.
So a week with no phone.
A week with no phone, all human interaction. And it really, I mean, it was a great experience. I wouldn't do it again. But I just feel like we are so attached to our phones to the point where if we leave it at home, we will turn the whole car around to go back and get it. Like, we can't go away a day without our phones or our gadgets, our iPads, our Apple Watches. So, I mean, it's just something that...
The Apple Watch helps me.
Yeah. And I feel like Apple Watches, I mean, they help. They do. But it's another phone. I mean, you can text. You can do everything.
That's true.
So... Yeah. Does anybody have something to say about the topic of phones?
Well, Instagram has a setting that you can tell. It'll notify you when you've been on there for whatever amount of time you set it for. So if you set it for 30 minutes a day, once you hit 30 minutes, it's a notification that pops up like you've been on here for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would help some people stay off of Instagram.
It's also like that with the iPhone as well, though. I remember doing it. It didn't work out long for me, though, because I don't know why I would set it that low for myself. But it was to the point where, like, once you hit that limit, you had to literally go to your settings.
And turn it
off. To turn it off, because it would not let you go back in the app.
Yeah. Mm. And that was... Oh, you can go back. It was to the point where I would turn on the setting through Apple and I would see the notification pop up, like, you've been on this long, And I mean, I wouldn't think it'll be that long. Like, oh, I wasn't on the phone for this long, for real. Like, this isn't how long guys sit on social media and not doing anything else. But 8 hours on social media, 5 minutes on 8 hours and 5 minutes on social media, which I didn't think was. I didn't think I sat on the phone that long throughout a whole day.
Because time goes by so fast.
Were you actually on it and active, or was it just still open on your phone?
More than likely open and active, because, once I get on social media, I just get to scrolling and scrolling
that
and scrolling.
That is how it is. Especially on Instagram, I hit that explore page at nighttime. Yeah. And you just sit there and just watch a video to make you go to sleep. Before you know it, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You want the 30th and 5th video. Yes. And it's just...
And the 30th and 5th one.
Yep. And then,
so I stuck with it. And I used to just, like, turn the setting off, let it still time me, but turn it off every single time, like, and just stay on social media. So, I don't know. Do you use social media, any of you?
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like it's, I don't know.
A distraction.
Consuming.
Yeah. Time consuming, a distraction.
No. I don't look at it as a distraction.
How often do you, how long do you think you use it a day? You don't have to count the last 2 weeks since you're out of school, but on a regular day, how often?
No. Did you get on social media in school?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I'm on the social media in school, in the hallways. Mm-hmm. I mean, but, like, we have, I think it's, like, 6 minutes of passing time where, you know, you get to do whatever. So I listen to music, go on Instagram, swipe, 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 swipe. Mm-hmm. If the teacher isn't in the classroom, still swiping.
Oh, wow.
Then, once the teacher comes, I put the phone away. But at the end of the day, it all adds up after I'm doing it for days after days after days. So
she likes to streak.
Yeah, streak.
Yeah.
What's that?
Snapchat.
So she'll take pictures of her toes just for
just random pictures.
They call it streaking?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Shamira is the queen of it. Just sitting in a car and just snapping pictures and sending. And you'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, I gotta get my streaks up.
Yeah, it's just regular pictures. They Snapchat, I guess it's like they count the amount of days that you've been sending pictures back and forth with this person.
Okay.
And my highest streak was about 1,049. That's the amount of days that I've been streaking with that person. So about almost 4 years, almost 3.5 years, something like that.
Right. This is totally.
Oh, no.
So you just
send random pictures.
Yeah.
Like, it can be a totally black screen, and you can just send it.
Mm.
And they just count up the days that you've been going back and forth and sending them.
Gotcha. I had a question, though, since we were talking about social media, but I want to go back to the bullying piece. Mm-hmm. How prevalent is bullying on social media in your high school?
Oh, cyberbullying. I would say that, I mean, not only in my high school, because I don't really follow anybody from my high school, but just from different schools, you would see maybe, like just the other day, they, it's a City Girl song that they did.
Support one?
No, Act Up. And it was just like they basically took pictures from all of their relationships, past relationships.
And put it in one video.
And put it in one video. And just, like, no matter what they were doing, which was out of pocket what they were doing in the video.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't care, like, and they just basically exposed the person's personal privacy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, like, and I mean, you never know how the person is going to react or if they wanted their stuff all over social media. And a lot of people were just making different videos, like, let me find out if I'm on one of these videos and this, this, and that, which could lead to different situations. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it was that with cyberbullying. I mean, I looked at it as cyberbullying because who wants all their information all over social media? Mm-hmm. Then it's just like, I would say, I think of YouTube as a type of social media because you can comment, you can like, mm-hmm. you can do different things. So they can comment on whatever. And I was just watching a video the other day, and this boy was, he was singing his hate comments. So I guess they were saying, like, you're gay, you're ugly, you're a drag queen. Like, they was just saying a lot of different reckless stuff to the point where I was just sitting there like, wow, like, somebody could really take the time out of their whole day to just talk about somebody, like, just have nothing better to do. Nothing better to do but to just sit and talk about somebody. And, yeah.
Yeah, with that cyberbullying in school and stuff, like, my high school, it was like, this scene may have, like, come from the movies, you know, how when you see a girl take a picture of herself and, you know, I'm going to send it to my boyfriend or mm-hmm. the person I like. Yeah, so it didn't go out well for her. Yeah, because next thing you know, we're in the cafeteria call porter and everybody has her picture. And now she's all like, I mean, she didn't go there no more after that, though. Like, you know, I would have left, too. But, you know, it's just like they think they can do this. Oh, I sent it to you. Oh, it's okay. He'll keep my secret. I like him.
Right.
No, because now we all see you.
Right.
And, you know, they feel hurt and all that. But, you know, to this day, her picture is still around, though. And they are still talking about it. They were saying, like, on social media, like, how we should have a reunion and all. And, you know, they bring up old stories. And, yes, hers was in there. And I was just like, no, thank you with that one. So it's just like, be careful what you send out. You should be sending out anyway. Because pictures last forever, even if you think you deleted them.
They're still there.
Digital
footprint.
And it also comes to get you later on. Like, you know, when you get in a career, they come and, you know, they do that check on you to see. And they check what you've been doing the past years before you became this person that you are now. And that could really mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
When they see this and they'd be like, oh, so this is what you were doing when you were younger. Right. I don't think you're fit to, you know, be in this job with us, you know, like that.
So I just want to thank everybody for being my guest on this segment. And I have a YouTube channel. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, YALLKNOW MERE. Y'all know Mere. Go subscribe. Thanks for listening.